Hello, and welcome to Bottleship with our friends the Jifflings. If you enjoy the show, please leave a review and share the podcast with your friends. And stay tuned to the end of the show when the Jifflings will read out some of your reviews. And now it's time for today's special bonus episode, the Bears Balaclava. In your world, things are important. But what about the things that aren't important anymore? Well, sometimes those things end up here in the magical land of Dilstonia, where the Jifflings live on their little Jiffling ship. They find these things that we throw away and fish them out of their sea so they can recycle them and put them to good use once again. And here they are now, ready to work. Eccentric young pumpkin.
Ooh, I'm ever so excited.
The Hedge, who was a very lazy Jiffling.
Like, hey man, is it time for bed yet?
Miss Katie, who loves fixing things and dressy up. Sometimes I like both together. Albert, the ship's gardener.
Hey, who's been into me cabbage patch like?
And Friedelein, a very sensible Jiffling who looks after everybody on the ship.
Yeah, that is correct. Oh.
Today on the ship, it is a most delicious day. Oh. Because since all the Jifflings have been working very hard, they have decided to treat themselves to a lovely buffet feast.
Yeah.
Cooked by Albert and Young Pumpkin.
Ooh, Albert, this is very exciting. I like cooking. My favourite food is sea spaghetti.
Aye, and my favourite is potatoes lalas, which is when potatoes taste so good they make you go la 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 potato.
Gosh, Albert, that does sound like fun. So Young Pumpkin and Albert went to work in the kitchen, happily preparing all the lovely fresh ingredients for their Jiffling feast. Meanwhile, Friedelein, Miss Katie and Hedge all sat outside on a little swingy hammock that they made themselves out of some fence posts and Friedelein's old sleeping bag. This hammock is more comfy than a fairy's cloud.
Totally, Miss Katie man. I could, like, lie here forever.
Then, just as Hedge began to close his sleepy Jiffling eyes, Albert popped his head outside.
Well, I hope you're not too sleepy for tea time, Hedge, because our buffet feast is ready to eat.
Well, before anyone could react, Hedge leapt up out of the hammock and whizzed into the kitchen, sending the hammock spinning around, with Miss Katie and Friedelein still inside. Finally, Friedelein and Miss Katie came to a stop in their spinning hammock and climbed out, a little dizzy. Then Albert took them to where he and Pumpkin had laid out the buffet. But when they stepped inside, they found Hedge had started without them.
Like, totally delicious, man.
Oh, Hedge, you must not talk with your mouth so full of dinner. And it would have been nicer to wait for everyone to sit down.
Hedge wiped the crumbs from his sticky little mouth as the other Jifflings joined him at the table. But no sooner had everyone sat down than Hedge was at it again, jamming pourfuls of food into his face, sending big splats of sauce everywhere.
Oh, Hedge man, I spent all summer growing those veggies. You can't just stuff them all in at once.
Like, sorry, Albert man, but this feast is like so...
I've seen oinky little piggies with better table manners.
And you have your Jiffling elbows on the dinner table too. Huh, elbow is the elb no. You must learn the table manners, Hedge.
Oh, Jiffs, what's that? It must be the sound of an object that has been lost or thrown away on Earth, and now it has found its way into your net. Even very hungry little gifs need to help pull it on board. The object landed onto deck with a pattery flap. It was bright and spongy, with funny little circles cut out at the front.
Ooh, I think that's a caterpillar's hat that he pops on his head to keep all his dreams warm.
But then Miss Katie stepped forwards, for she knew just what the object was. She pirouetted up onto the story seat, and then she began her tale. This is the bear's balaclava, and my old flute tutor, Tessa Toot, taught me all about it. Once, in a big forest, in a huge chilly country called Canada, there lived a rather hungry bear called Gobbles.
Whoa.
Every winter, Gobbles the bear liked to hibernate, so he would pop on his lovely warm balaclava, which is like a special hat for your whole head. And then he would snuggle under his blanket and fall fast asleep until springtime. Then, when spring came, Gobbles'd wake up feeling very hungry, and he'd look for the nearest dinner party, where he would eat as much as his rumbling tummy could hold.
More noodles, please, Mrs. Moose. This really is delicious. More.
And Gobbles would pile the food into his face as fast as he could. But although Gobbles was having a good time, no one else was. Every time they had a dinner party, the other forest friends always got covered in food from Gobbles' big open mouth, and they would go home all splattered in sticky food mess. So one day, Mrs. Moose took Gobbles aside. Goodness gracious, Gobbles! You must learn some table manners. If you can't be more polite, you can't come to our dinner parties anymore. Well, Gobbles didn't really know what table manners were, but he certainly knew he wanted more dinner parties. So quickly, he came up with a very sneaky plan.
Ha! I know just what to do. I shall put on my bear's balaclava. It will cover up my face, so no one will know that it's me. Ha! And that way, I can still go to all the wonderful dinner parties. In disguise. Ha!
So, Gobbles grabbed his balaclava and pulled it down over his face, leaving just his big bear's eyes peeking out. Then, he bumbled round to Mrs. Moose's house.
Oh, hello, everyone. Oh, lovely to see you all. I mean, meet you for the first time. It's not Gobbles. No, that's someone else. Oh, look, cake!
And as all the forest friends watched, Gobbles rammed his face right into the cake, sending crumbs and icing everywhere. Well, Mrs. Moose was not impressed. Gobbles, please take off the balaclava. We know it's you.
Oh,
said Gobbles, taking off his balaclava.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Moose. I just love your dinner parties. And I promise I didn't mean to make a mess.
We know, Gobbles. You just have to try and eat a little bit more politely. That's all. Why don't I show you? So, Mrs. Moose helped Gobbles tuck in his napkin, and he sat up straight. And whenever he had something to say, he would swallow his food first, so it didn't go flying everywhere. And now Gobbles was polite. He found that everyone else enjoyed his company even more. And so, Gobbles the bear threw away his balaclava, because he realised that he didn't need a disguise at all if he was just a bit more polite at the dinner table.
Ooh, and now the bear's balaclava is here. So, what shall we use it for?
Well, maybe it can be a nice little blanket for Jeffrey, our pet mouse, to snuggle up in.
Well, that sounds very sweet, Albert. But then Hedge stepped forwards.
Why don't we use our little jiffling scissors to cut the bear's balaclava up into little napkins? ingredients that we can use at the dinner table to make sure we all stay nice and clean, man.
Oh, Hedge, that is super clever and kind. So, just as he promised, Hedge made everyone a lovely bear's napkin and the gifs enjoyed a yummy and polite dinner.
Like, thank you for passing the applesauce, man.
And then, after all the washing up was done, they found it was rather late, so they hopped into their little Jiffling Jim Jams, read each other a lovely bedtime story, and then it was time for bed. Good night, young pumpkin.
Good night.
Good night, Albert.
Hey, I'll see you in the morning, Lake.
Good night, Friedeline.
And it is a good night. Yeah.
Good night, Miss Katie. Night, night. Good night, Hedge. Hedge? Oh, I think the hedge is asleep already. And goodbye to you too, wherever you are. Maybe next time you see a thing that you might throw away, you'll stop and see if you can use it again, just like our friends the Jifflings. And maybe the thing you use again will have a story to tell too. Goodbye. Thank you for listening to Bottleship. For all the parents listening, if you'd like to, you can donate to the show at patreon.com/bottleship. And as a thank you, we'll send your child a personalised audio message from the Jifflings. And for all the children listening, if you enjoyed the show, please leave a review and share the podcast with your friends. We've had some lovely reviews this week, haven't we, Jifflings?
Oh, yes. Like this one. It says, "Hi, I am Missy and I am 8 years old. And I have an older and younger brother. I love young Pumpkin, 'cause he is super silly, like me. I really love the episode, The Rabbit's Mitten. My baby brother likes Hedge, 'cause he likes to sleep. And my older brother likes Pumpkin too, 'cause of his funny voice. Keep on doing the great episodes."
Well, that is a lovely review, Missy. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you so much. And we have this review too, from America. It says, "Hi, my name is Juliana from Dayton, Ohio. I really love your podcast. My favourite Jiffling is Miss Katie. I like acting out all the voices for the Jifflings throughout the episodes. My favourite episode is the toy robot, because I want to be a robotics engineer when I grow up. Keep the episodes coming."
Well, thank you very much, Juliana. We promise to keep the episodes coming. Like, thank you, Juliana. And a big hello to Isabel in Hong Kong and Chase in Canada.
And hello to Olive in Cleveland and also to Rory from America too.
Thank you so much for listening. We really love to hear from everyone. That's right. And if you'd like to send us an email, please send it to thejifflings@gmail.com. Also, if you like listening to stories, why not check out our sister podcast, Storytime, for children of all ages. Thanks again, and we'll bring you more exciting adventures with our friends the Jifflings very soon. Goodbye.